Good morning. Welcome to the Local Artist Spotlight this weekend on KTTK. A special program. Joining us in the studio is the True Love Quartet as we talk about their brand new CD, No Graveyards in Glory. Here's a track off of that new project. It's called Last Real Way to Heaven on the Local Artist Spotlight.
Make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills, the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. What's it say?
From their brand new project, No Graveyards in Glory, that's the True Love Quartet with Life's Railway to Heaven. Good morning. You're listening to the Local Artist Spotlight here on KTTK. Thanks for tuning in. And joining us in the studio is the True Love Quartet. Of course, we'll be talking to all the guys here in just a moment, but we want to quickly get into the title of this CD, No Graveyards in Glory, a song that was actually written by Jim Buttrey. Jim, you wrote this song, and the guys thought it was good enough to just put on the title of it.
You know, that was the biggest shock in the whole thing. You know, I really didn't see it at first, you know, but this is what happened. You know, the song just kind of took off, and it seemed like the more we worked on it together, the more it came together and it began to kind of take shape. The New Horizons had recorded the song once before and it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I had written it originally was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's a blessing, and I'm thrilled to have it as the, you know, as the cover song on our new CD. The whole CD is full of wonderful, uplifting, God-praising songs. And this is one of them, No Graveyards in Glory.
Great song. We're going to give a listen to it right now. The title track from their brand new CD from the True Love Quartet, No Graveyards in Glory, on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
Sure.
lets us down. Roads that lead to places eternal, places where the soul
Music from the True Love Quartet from their brand new project, No Graveyards in Glory, on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. That's a title track that was written by Jim Buttrey. And for the record, no, that wasn't Jim doing lead on that song. So.
No, that's Daryl.
That's Daryl doing lead on that song. All right, let's go to our next song, which is a song about a young Jewish lawyer. And we've got a young bass singer to talk about that. Creighton Blattle, I'll tell you, you have been with the True Love for a little while, but this is your first CD to ever record with them, isn't it?
Yes, my very first one. I'm just blessed to be able to do this, to actually have something with your face on. It's just kind of neat yourself, you know.
It's always helped it out a little.
Yeah, Photoshop a lot of good stuff.
Oh yeah,
the looks.
This coming from the old guys that would probably love to look as good as Creighton does.
Oh, they would.
We all would like to look like Creighton. Hey, I'll tell you what, you are young. You don't sound young whenever you're singing that bass. I mean, it's just amazing what comes out of that mouth when you open it and sing. You're how old, 23?
23.
23 yeah. years old, and God has just blessed you. How long have you been with True Love?
About 3 years.
Yep. So 20 years old when you started, and you've just continued to grow. And it's really interesting. I want to ask you about the first recording experience, because these guys have been in the studio before. They've old dealt pros. With that. They're old pros. But for you, did you have any anticipation about what it was going to be like? Was it different, or was it what did you think about the first experience?
Well, in a way, you know, I didn't know how the musicians would be like. But getting to meet, you know, somebody plays for Alabama and stuff like that, you know, that's kind of neat. Just see how they lace tracks out.
Yeah.
15 seconds, they have a song laid out. Like, I just listen to 15 seconds song, they get it laid out. Like, I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, that happens when you can afford all that multi-million-dollar equipment. We're not used to working with that around here on our budget. Let's talk about the song Young Jewish Lawyer. You have a part in this song. Tell us about this.
Well, it's probably one of the funnest songs on the... I mean, we all get to have a part of it, and it's a very fun song. You know, in part of the song, it says, he'll simply say, my client is guilty, but he's covered by my blood. And if you look back at this whole CD, all the songs we've done, all this is pointing to the rapture. Yeah. If you just get it all hinting around to the rapture, and the rapture's close. But have you, you know, the young Jewish lawyer, have you stood before that lawyer yet? Have you, you know, got to know him personally yet? And boy, day's coming, you're going to get judged, and everybody's going to get judged. So
yeah.
It's a very fun song to do, but it also has a very serious and great message behind it. That song is such a blessing.
Young Jewish Lawyer, here's the True Love Quartet from their brand new project on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight. Young Jewish Lawyer, music from the True Love Quartet on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight as we're spotlighting their brand new project, No Graveyards in Glory. And I'll tell you, it's been fun just sitting here in the studio listening to these songs and listening to Jim just keep things going and Daryl, and it just kind of keeps us on our toes for sure. Hey, we're going to talk, this next song is about politics.
Max likes to call me that.
Daryl, so Politic. Sticks, doesn't it? Yeah. It does stick. I've heard that a few times. Daryl Pollack, who actually is a politician, he's one of our commissioners. I wouldn't call him not an actual politician. You're better than that.
Yeah. So that's how other people.
You're a servant of the
state
people. That's it.
Yeah.
We're gonna let you talk about this next song. How much farther will they go? Boy, the world we live in today is just an absolute
mess.
Well, nut house. Sometimes it seems like it's a mess, and
it just changes every day.
It does.
It just seems like this song is. I think it was. I've heard that. It was written several years ago in the 60s.
Wow.
And what you look at 60s, 70s, and at the time it was probably very appropriate what was going on then. I don't remember all that, of course, because I wasn't.
Come on.
I was there.
Don't make us give an altar call at the end of
I was there. I'm fessing up now. So anyhow, but if you fast forward to 2020.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Man, even so come Jesus.
Amen.
Even so come.
Amen.
But this is the state of the world today. It talks about people talking about God is dead, and you know, we're experiencing these things, right? If you look and see how things are unfolding in the world, let alone the United States of America, you see it pains you to see this.
Yes.
But this song is a reflection of what was written early on in, like I said, like 1960s, and here we are in 2020, and it's as appropriate today as it was
probably
then.
more appropriate
today. In that it, you know, people need the Lord.
Amen.
And this song is a fun song, and it really doesn't step on toes that bad, I don't believe, but it is thought-provoking about where we're at, and if people would think about this, about where they're at, and you know what, It's a time of reflection right now, and I think you should be spending your time thinking, am I prepared to meet the Savior?
Amen.
And this is a great time. It's a great song.
How much farther will they go? The True Love Quartet on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
D.C.
How much further can we go?
Let's pray our politicians will find the Lord today.
How much further can we go? The common forms of decency have fell beneath our feet. The golden rule that God gave us has only met defeat. We even recognize a man who says that God is dead. How much further can we go? How much further will they go?
How much further will they go? That is music from the True Love Quartet on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight from their brand new CD that's entitled No Graveyards in Glory. Now, somebody who's been on a few recordings for some different groups, and I guess you're actually probably the newest member of the group, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been, would have been a year in March, so just a little over a year I've been with them.
Well, I've learned if you stay a year, you've made it over the hump and you're a lifelong member of the True Love Quartet. So
what are you saying? I've passed the audition.
You've passed the audition. You're good to go now.
Don, it was one long year,
Dal says. But it was a good one, wasn't it, Al?
It's been a blessing to get to just minister with these guys. You know, it's just, there's nothing better than representing Jesus and being able to just go out and sing praises to him.
Now, before we started recording, you was over there in our CD stack, and you were looking at a lot of the local artist CDs that we've had from years past, and you're on some of those CDs.
Yeah, I found one from Potter's Wheel from 06 or 07.
Yeah.
That's an old one.
So, I mean, you've been on several recordings.
Oh, yeah.
You've been in a few groups.
Yeah.
Not to say that you don't get along with everybody and they dismiss you, vote you off the island or anything. But,
well, no.
I never said that. I never out loud. I mean, I never
but you, typical musician can't keep a job. You know?
Oh, let's talk about True Love Quartet's job for you right now, and that's singing with them. I tell you, COVID has shut down a lot of concerts. You guys have not been able to sing. You've not been able to bring groups in like you normally have in the past. Yeah. It's kind of shut everybody in the music industry, to actually every industry, down to a certain extent. But singing with these guys and ministering to them, or ministering with them, you may need to minister to them at times, but ministering with them, it's just a blessing, isn't it?
It is. You know, just the is different than just going out and say doing country music.
Yeah.
You know, there is just a whole different deal. It's got a much more meaningful message than anything I've done.
Right.
You know, I mean, Potter's Wheel was that was a great group then, and I really enjoyed playing guitar with them for, I don't know, 6-8 years, whatever it was. But this is a lot, and I, you know, I didn't know if I could sing along to the tracks because I've always had a guitar to hold and hide behind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's been a learning experience for me as far as that. But it's just, it's great to get to be able to do it. And we miss it. We're ready to get out there and minister and worship and, you know, spread the name of Jesus.
I hear we're going to Don Anderson's church.
You know, that's
there was rumor.
Yeah,
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah. Rumor. Yeah. So come on out to Don's church. We'll be there eventually.
You will now for sure. We are going to have you. We just
you have
just
to now.
Sign this little form right here. We have it documented. It's a writer. Yeah.
And if anyone would like for me, any pastor would like for me to share their phone number with Jim Buttrey, I'll be glad to do it with them. And Jim can call and he's got quite a pitch to get to come to church.
See, look right there, Don.
Right there, not lots of numbers. Okay, let's talk about a song that you guys, and I know True Love Quartet is, every once in a while you'll find a song that closes out a service that has been really ministering to people. This next song, you guys put it on this project. I'm glad you did, because everybody loves hearing True Love Quartet sing this, Chain Breaker.
Right.
Tell us about this.
Well, it's just, it's one of our favorites because, you know, when you put your faith in Christ, he'll break any chain that holds you. You know, there's nothing that can hold you down.
That's right.
If you know the Chain Breaker.
Amen. Here it is, the True Love Quartet, Chain Breaker, on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you've been trying to fill the empty holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. Savior, if you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day at the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. There's a better life. Better life. If you got pain,
Savior if you've got chains. He's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Oh, if you've got pain, he's a pain taker.
Music from the True Love Quartet. It's called Chainbreaker on KTTK's Local Artist Spotlight, and we are spotlighting their brand new project, No Graveyards in Glory, here on KTTK this morning. Appreciate everybody tuning in and joining us here on the Local Artist Spotlight. Now, the great thing about local artists is that they don't have to travel very far to get to your church or to your birthday party or family reunion to come and sing for you. So we want to give everybody an opportunity to know how they can get a hold of the True Love Quartet to be able to come to their church just like they're coming to my church someday. We're going to give you that opportunity. Jim Buttry, tell folks how they can get a hold of the True Love Quartet to be able to come to their church or birthday party or just a dinner or whatever.
Well, the neat thing about being right here in town, it's like you say, people know you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they know what you're
all
about.
It's not always a positive thing.
Well...
Well, in this case, it is, but it's not always.
I'm not going to go there. But let me, you know, I mean, there are so many ways to get with us. And, of course, we've been to many of your churches, and you know us, and we know you. But there are some contact numbers. And Ed Truelove has been an incredible blessing to the group. You know, as we minister, he's a supporter there in the crowd, and he watches, and he's involved, and he participates.
Absolutely.
And golly, financially, I mean, he has been such a contributor, and he's carrying on True Love Ministries ministry in watching and participating and helping support gospel music in Lebanon, Missouri. And that's a blessing. And let's not rule him out as far as a contact. He's right here, and here's his number. Ed Truelove at 417-718-8000. 417-718-8000. You can get to us there. And also Daryl Pollack's number, 417-664-2161.
And if you need to book a concert or complain about a pothole on a county road, you can call Daryl. Just kill two birds with one stone.
Multi-purpose contact. I can see it happening, you know. So get in touch with Ed. Get in touch with... That's right. Get in touch with Daryl, Alan, Creighton, myself. Just yell at us. You know, it's like we were talking about. It has been a season since we've been able to get out. And Alan is giving me a sign back here. Don't forget about Facebook as a way to contact us. So, but it has been a while since we've been able to go out and minister. And then we were out, was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks, yeah.
Man, you're talking about a fired up service. We had a ball, and people were excited, and it was a blessing to be there. And, you know, we used all the COVID cautions, and that's what we're going to be doing. It's spectacular. I mean, my wife, myself, we're going to be wearing our masks at the table and selling product. There's enough room for people to get separated and not have to worry about the concerns that are legitimately going on, you know, with this COVID thing. So contact us. you know, and we'll be happy to come and be a part of ministry at your church. And we're going to do another song right now.
No, we're actually going to go back. We're about out of time.
We're about out of time. So did I talk too long?
Not at all. Not at all. Are you sure? No, all right. but not at all. I do want to mention about Spectacular, though, because it's coming up Tuesday night.
That's right.
And this is going to be a great time for folks to be able to come and hear these new songs. You guys are going to be on the stage for the New Horizons Gospel Spectacular. You're going to be there along with some other great groups that folks will really absolutely love to come and enjoy to hear and to sing, because it's just such a fun time to get together with the New Horizons and all of their friends. So make plans to join us Tuesday night for the True Love Quartet. They will be there and have a wonderful time. That starts at 6 o'clock. So, and you can even book a concert there if you want to. So.
Well, yeah, by all means, come by and drop by a card and, you know, we'll certainly get things booked up.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. Pollock, we're going to close out by talking to you. We're going to do a song. It's not off the brand new project. What this is to close out the program today, it's probably a song, one of my favorite songs that the True Love Quartet has recorded, and it's part of it's because of the bass singer on it. I mean, he just loved to sing.
What a joy he was.
He was a joy. He was the one who started this. Uh-huh. Of course, we're talking about Wayne Trulove. We talked about Ed a while ago, continuing on that tradition from his dad. But you have actually been in the group longer than the rest of these guys. And you had the opportunity to be on stage and to sing with Wayne, travel with Wayne. And what a blessing that was, I know, for you. And just kind of set this next song up, if you would.
So... you're right, Don. I won't repeat any of that, but yeah, you could just put exclamation points on every point that you said. He was just a fine person, and if you ever met him, he would just put you at ease. He's just a great friend of mine and of True Love. He started this thing, he kicked it off, and he wrote this song, Get Up and Get Ready. And it's a classic for me. I love to sing it. And we went down to Nashville. Wayne wrote this, and we didn't know what we were going to do or how this was going to end up. But man, it has been one of our favorite songs to do of all time. Wayne Trulove and Betty Trulove, Eddie Trulove, Mike Trulove, Dina, Ed's wife, they have just been an absolute blessing to our community. Yes. They're good folks. They have invested here, and Wayne wanted the people to know that get up and get ready because the Lord's returning.
Amen.
And that song he wrote, and it just, you know, makes the hairs on my arms stand up thinking about that. But he was fun, and I it's just been a blast. I wouldn't change a thing that I've done with True Love Quartet. Wayne asked me to join him one day. I don't know why. I, out of the blue, said, "Hey, I'd like to come over and you try to sing with us." I said, "Are you kidding me? What are we singing?" And we went in the basement, and by golly, there we went. Yeah, so all of the guys kind of got snookered in the same way I did. So, you know, hey, we'd like to see you.
It works.
See what you think about singing this.
It works.
But the Lord just directs all these things and puts things all together, doesn't he? And,
amen.
I think about Wayne just almost sometimes daily, and that you can just see that he had a humor about him and a gift that he just loved people.
He did.
And he wanted them to know the Lord. And so he wrote this song, Get Up and Get Ready. And people need to get up and get ready, because he's returning again one of these days very soon.
Up. And get ready, Jesus is coming soon. Soon could be in the morning,
my transgression and mistakes I've made along the way. Please open the door to heaven and take me home forever to stay. When we ascend to heaven and see our Savior face to face,
Get up and get ready. Music from the True Love Quartet. We'll call it a classic.
Classic. Yeah, absolutely.
Classic from classic guys. There you go. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. I'll tell you, it has been a blessing to have True Love Quartet. Their brand new project, No Graveyards in Glory. Pick up a copy this weekend, or actually this Tuesday, at the Gospel Spectacular. Or you can probably got it in any bookstores or...
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
No,
we need to write a book.
It's not in.
But it's near you.
It's yeah. Near you somewhere.
Each of us have all that copy.
You guys live in various parts of the county, so it's somewhere near you. You can pick it up. All right, True Love Quartet, our featured artist this morning on the Local Artist Spotlight. We will be back next Saturday, same place and time, with more of your favorite local artists right here on KTTK. Stay tuned. Adventures in Odyssey is next.